KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska. All right.
Perfect thunder, while they were dancing in that bar. from the Juke Joint Duo Reunion Show, live on Beale Street Caravan. That was the Juke Joint Duo live on Bill Street Caravan.
We'll be right back with more music, but first we're going to turn it over to Bill Street Caravan contributor, Dr. Barbara Ching.
It's time now for our feature host, Barbara Ching. She's an author and scholar who does research at the University of Memphis on cultural studies. Her particular interest is the distinction between high and low culture and rustic and urban culture. For her feature host series for Bill Street Caravan, she's examining the relationship between the blues and country music. This week, she talks about the Williams family.
The Carter Cash Clan may be country music's first family, but Hank Williams and his descendants have drawn just as many royalties. And like early country music stars Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family, the Williamses sang a lot of the blues. The title of Hank's first big hit in 1949, Lovesick Blues, says almost everything you need to know about his music. Written by Cliff Mills and Irving Friend as a show tune, Hank owned two recordings of it. Emmett Miller sang it as a blackface number, and Rex Griffin, a honky-tonker, sang it in 1939 with a yodel. At the end of the second verse, Hank admits that this is all I have to say, but legend has it he was called for six encores of it at his first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry.
This is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Born in 1923, Williams was dead at age 29, fewer than 4 years after his first hit. But the blues live on in his family tradition. His son, Randall Hank Williams, better known as Hank Williams Jr., started in the music business at 8 years old as a Hank imitator. And he released his version of the Lovesick Blues on the 11th anniversary of his father's death. But he began making a name for himself in the late 1970s. In 1980, he wrote The Blues Man, which tells the story of his family tradition, using the blues to connect him to his father.
I'm just a singer, a natural-born guitar ringer, kind of a clinger to sad old songs. I'm not a walk behind. I'm a new note finder, but my name's a reminder of a blues man that's already gone.
Hank Jr.'s version of Muddy Waters' Mannish Boy, recorded in the late 1980s, was one of his declarations of independence.
Tunnel. I'll be your rising sun. Now!
shoots, and I don't never miss. If I wanna make love to a woman, ain't no way to resist. Cause I'm a man, I'm a voodoo man.
Junior's son, Shelton Hank Williams III, known as Hank III, born in 1972, also links his family tradition to the blues in many of his song selections. His 1999 version of Cocaine Blues, a song recorded by Roy Hogshead in 1948, but made famous in Johnny Cash's 1968 Folsom Prison concert, echoes Johnny Cash loud and clear. But lots of elite folks meet in this song. You'll hear a little bit of the Basin Street Blues at the end of each verse, too.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from the Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. Carcass in that county jail. The next morning about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on you dirty hack to the district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about.
For Beale Street Caravan, this is Barbara Ching.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Look us up and join in on the fun.
For more information, or if you want to get involved, go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com. Shoot us an email or sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
And you can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast. It's available through iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere podcasts can be found.
Speaking of podcasts, check out our newest production, the Blues Hall of Fame podcast, also available through iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around, there's more music to come. You're listening to The Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.
Thank you.
AutoZone is proud to support Bill Street Caravan and many other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Bill Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, this week on Bill Street Caravan, we have a special reunion show with the Juke Joint Duo featuring Cedric Burnside and Lightnin' Malcolm, one of our all-time favorite acts to have on the program.
Cedric and Malcolm called it quits back in 2011, so this is a very special reunion show, one of only three shows they played over the holidays.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the hypnotic tambourine playing you hear in the program today is none other than Miss Sharina Boyce, daughter of current Grammy nominee R.L. Boyce, who opened up the show for Cedric and Malcolm.
We were lucky enough to sit down with Cedric Burnside to catch up. So before we get back to the music, let's hear what he had to say.
What I'm curious about is, what is Cedric Burnside up to today, and what's he going to be doing in the near future?
Well, I just, you know, recorded a new CD. Should be out around beginning of May. And just looking forward to, you know, making great music and looking forward to, you know, promoting a new CD and hoping people like it.
What can you tell me about the new CD? Where'd you record it?
I got this friend, his name is Brian J. He actually played in a band called Pimps of Joy Time. So he invited me up. He got this YouTube channel called Jamming with Jay. He's from Brooklyn, New York, and he invited me up, you know, one weekend to be on the YouTube channel and jam out a little bit. And so, you know, that went well, and we just kind of stayed in the studio and just recorded a bunch of music, you know, a bunch of stuff that I had on my phone, had recorded and put up, and we just went over it. And before we know it, in 2 days, we had 27 tracks, you know.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so I'll just thank God for everything and keep on pushing, man.
Do you always move that fast in the studio?
You know, I happen to be a beast in the studio, man. You know, I don't play around in the studio. It's something I love. You know, music is something that's, you know, a big part of me, a big part of my life. And so most of the time when I go in the studio, I already know what I'm going to do. I already have the songs that I'm going to do. It just happened to, you know, work out that time because we was already in the studio doing the YouTube thing. And I just started playing everything I could think of. But yeah, nine times out of 10, when I go in the studio, I already have everything written down and every song that I'm going to play, you know, so it goes smoothly. The universe be working with us.
You've been doing this a long time, though. I mean, you kind of have an advantage there.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you know, hanging out with my big daddy and just growing up around my big daddy, R.L. Burnside, you know, it's in my blood. It's something that I love with all my heart and soul. As a kid, man, just listening at my big daddy and my dad, you know, Calvin Jackson and all my uncles play house parties at the house, the little shack that we were staying in, just from 6, 7 years old, watching them play on the porch, you know, my dad, the little raggedy drum set, and big daddy playing the guitar he probably paid $100 for, and just sitting there watching them make music, I knew right then, just at a young age, that that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And so one evening when my dad and big daddy, they took a break, you know, go drink a little moonshine or whatever, you know, I just built up the courage, man, to just jump on the drums. It didn't really matter if I could play them or not. Just breaking the ice was getting up there and trying to do my thing.
How old do you think you were?
I was about six, 7 years old. Yeah. First time jumping on a set of drums in my life. Like I said, the universe working with me, man, and I'm just glad to be a part of the Burnside family and keep the music going.
So much of your artistic output is a recognition of the past and a building upon the past. How do you keep moving forward?
To answer that question, man, I guess the uniqueness of this music, of Hill Country Blues, because it has its own unorthodox rhythm. It's the way I learned the music. It's the way I grew up. And even my style of music, I created my own thing. And it still has that same unorthodox style of rhythm. It's just different because it's new songs. I'm part of the new generation that's keeping this music alive. So, you know, as being part of the new generation, your songs evolve and the tempo might be a little faster. It might be a little hip-hop-ish, you know. But I seem to stay on the same path that my big dad and them created for us. The only way to answer that is it's just in my blood. It's what I know. It's really all I know. You know, it's all I've been around my whole life. I feel like I am Hill Country Blues because it's all I know. It's all I've been around my whole life. And it's the foundation that my big daddy laid down for me. So I think that's one reason why the music keeps getting better and better to me and to other people is because I learned this music a long time ago. And as I done got older, I learned how to perfect this music. So that's part of the reason why the music keep going. And I thank God for that.
Now, you've been on the road touring as a professional musician since you were 13, right?
Yeah.
So you've been all over the world. But right here in Holly Springs, Mississippi, this is home.
Yeah. I actually stay in a little town called Ashland, Mississippi now. I've been there for a little over 10 years. And but yeah, I'm from Holly Springs. Went to school in Bahia, Mississippi. But grew up most of my life in Holly Springs, Mississippi. I have to say on the new CD, it just came to me. I did one song at Ardent Studio after I left New Brooklyn. Brian J came down and we went into Ardent to try to, you know, do a few songs there. Even though we didn't use the songs there, we used one song. And it's called Ain't Gonna Take No Mess. That's the only song on the CD that was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee, at Artist Studio.
There's not a lot of music infrastructure in Holly Springs, Mississippi. There's not a lot of record labels. There's not booking agents.
No.
What is it that keeps you here?
Juke joints neither. You know, all the juke joints gone too. I have to say what keeps me in Holly Springs is I love Holly Springs, man. You know, I done been all over the world. I done been to some of the most beautiful places in the world. But nothing makes me want to leave Mississippi.
Do you think having this place to come back to when you're not on the road and when you're not recording, does it help keep you grounded?
Oh, definitely, man. And, you know, this place stays refreshing to me. When I'm on the road it don't matter if I'm on the road for 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 days, I look forward to coming home.
How is home? How is Holly Springs reflected in your music?
Oh, man, so much great music come out of the Hill Country area, and not just Holly Springs. Como, Mississippi, Senatobia, Mississippi. You know, Senatobia was the home of Fred McDowell. Fred McDowell and my big daddy was really good friends. You know, they played a bunch of house parties together. But here in Holly Springs, I just grew up playing with my big daddy, R.L., and Junior Kimbrough. They kind of opened the doors for us. And go around the Como area, you know, R.L. Boys and Mr. Otha Turner, those cats right there, and Miss Jessamay Hiphill. You know, I grew up around all those cats. And it's a big, big influence for me to keep this music going because they opened the door, because they opened that door for everybody who want to do Hill Country Blues from Holly Springs, you know, from Senatobia, from Como.
If Cedric Burnside moved away, if he didn't stay centered here, do you think that would affect the music?
No. You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy, you know? And so it's the same with the Hill Country Blues. You know, you can take me out of Holly Springs, but the Hill Country Blues is rooted in me, man.
Well, I'm really excited to hear this new record. Does it have a name yet?
Benton County Relic.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what's the release date?
The first week in May.
And then you're going to hit the road and tour behind it?
Oh, of course. Looking forward to it, man.
That means that we get to have you back on the program real soon.
All right. Well, I'll be there.
Thanks, Cedric.
Thank you, man.
Here's more from the Juke Joint Duo live on Bill Street Caravan.
Thank you. so big. She won't sing one. We need the rain.
So much, Lightning Mackle, Cedric Burnside. Thank y'all so much. Good night.
That was the Juke Joint Duo, live on Bill Street Caravan.
Special thanks to our community partners at Rail Garden in Memphis, Tennessee for helping us put together this amazing show, and to all the blues fans that came out to show their love and support for the music.
To find out more about Cedric Burnside, go to cedricburnside.net. And to learn more about Lightning Malcolm, just go to lightningmalcolm.com. Be sure to check out their tour dates. They may be coming to a venue near you soon. Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Bill Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You won't find programming like this anywhere else.
You can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Follow us there. We've always got special features and additional content that we think you'll enjoy.
Go to our website at BillStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
And you can always keep up with Bill Street Caravan via our podcast that's available anywhere podcasts can be found. We'll be back next week, so see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
And you've been listening to The Sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan.
Hi, this is Kevin Cubbins, your co-host on Beale Street Caravan. Next time on the program, we have a reunion show for you. It's the Juke Joint Duo Together Again, featuring Cedric Burnside and Lightning Malcolm. That's all coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Americans, put on your dancing shoes. There is no time to lose. Americans, put on your dancing shoes. There is no time to lose.
Hurry, people, hurry. Hurry, man, I'm sure you'll have to learn to sing calypso. Hurry, everybody. Hurry, man, I'm gonna learn to sing and dance calypso.
Today in America, calypsos are getting quite popular. Haven't you heard of Calypso Joe? Love, love, love by Guy Lambert.